Welcome. This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 137.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on, my friend? I got part two here for you on the top 10 ways to find cash buyers for your deals. So if you haven't already listened to episode 135, which was last week's show, make sure you check it out. I talked about the top five ways or the top 10 ways to find buyers, because there's a lot of different ways to market for buyers, but 10 that I'm covering that I particularly like. And so let me just kind of recap some of the ones I discussed. I'll recap them all, but I get into a lot more detail with each one. So if you haven't already listened to it, you can go to flipempire.com/episode135. And I talked about number one was email, text, and Slide broadcast. Number two was marketing the property online and using third-party syndicator software. Number three was leveraging agents and their buyers. Number four were bandit signs. And number five is skip tracing cash buyers and just doing a little recon work on Google and tracking some of these top cash buyers down. So those are the five ways that I covered in episode 135. And so now I want to cover 6 through 10. So let me just kind of launch right into it. Number six is other wholesalers, right? So JVing on deals. Other wholesalers have already built a cash buyers list. And so we typically don't resort to this until like maybe the third or fourth day. Usually by then, it's kind of an indication to us that it's going to take a very specific buyer for the deal, or maybe it's just not a deal, because the good ones move in 24, 48 hours. At least if you have a decent sized buyers list and you're doing a good job marketing, right? So, but after 2, 3, 4 days, it may be worth it for you to connect with other wholesalers and see if they can market. I want to say market the contract and not market the property, just because of the legalities involved, depending on where you're wholesaling. Always consult with an attorney, check. If you're not a licensed agent, you can't really be marketing properties. Not really. You can't market properties. So, but if you have equitable interest in the property, you have it under contract, again, check with a local attorney, but you can market the contract. And so check with other wholesalers that have buyers and see if they can market your contract for, a cut of the deal, right? Whatever that may be. So tap into other wholesalers' list. Number seven. We talk about direct mail all the time for targeting sellers. You can also do the same thing for buyers, right? And so if you have access to my buddy Kent Clothier has a service, find motivated buyers now. I'm sorry, findcashbuyersnow.com is his site. And there he has access to all of the cash transactions that have happened. Now, if you don't have that, you can tap into the MLS and, similar to what I covered in number three is you can pull a list of all the cash transactions. But now, not only are you going to contact these people, you can also send a direct mail letter, like kind of like a flyer with the property you have, your website, your contact information, all that. So don't discount direct mail for buyers, because we've been able to add some pretty top buyers to our list by sending a direct mail piece to them. Number eight, networking. Networking is, again, it kind of falls in the category of bandit signs in that it's not sexy. I'm not breaking news here. I'm not like, this isn't like the coolest, shiniest way to build your buyer's list. But I remember when I got started in this business, I used to attend a foreclosure network luncheon. I forget what it was called. It was every Wednesday at noon. And the format was basically like, the mic would get passed around and you'd have like 15 to 30 second elevator speech to talk about whatever the hell you wanted to talk about, whether you were promoting yourself, your business, a deal. And I often used my time to talk about properties I had. And so, I'd often have several people coming up to me after the meeting, exchanging business cards. And I was building my buyer's list and I got several properties sold that way. So don't discount, you know, going to your local real estate investors association. Nowadays, you know, there's a bunch of meetups. If you go to meetup.com, you know, I forget what episode, I can look it up and let you know now, but I had Obi Dorsey, a friend of mine, great investor, solid dude out of Jacksonville. Had him on episode 104. So if you go to flipempire.com/104, we talked about meetup groups. And that's, you know, he talked about how he started his own meetup group in Jacksonville and all the success that's come from it. But, you know, join somebody's meetup group like that or start your own meetup group. And it's a great way to network, sell your properties, build your buyers list, build relationships with other wholesalers so that you could do JVs in the future. So always invest. Time spent in networking is always time well spent, especially if you're very strategic about it. Okay. So that's number eight. Number nine, if you're a licensed agent and if you can get the seller to sign off on it, whether it's through a listing agreement or some other type of agreement, depending on where you're at, listing the property on the MLS is a fantastic way to not only get wholesale prices on your deals, but even get wholesale prices from cash buyers. Right. And a wholesale is nothing more than a combination of wholesale retail. So it's not uncommon to, you know, list properties on the MLS and get 80, 85, 90 cents on the dollar in cash, not financing. So if you're, you know, you got to be very upfront with the seller. You got to be super transparent. You got to get them to sign off on it. If you're a licensed agent, listing it on the MLS is an option. And there's even like flatfee.com, for example, is a service that will list a property on the MLS for you. But again, you really need to be transparent with the seller. Let them know. Don't just list the property on the MLS without letting the seller know, without getting them to sign off, because it's just a recipe for trouble and, you know, you're going to have some issues. So I don't recommend you do that unless you can get it in writing from the seller that they're cool with it. And number 10, door knocking neighbors. Okay. This is kind of an odd one and it's a bit old school, because when I got started in this business in 2005, aside from direct mail, that's how I was getting deals. I would go door knocking like four times a week for hours in the hot ass sun. I'd be out there knocking on strangers' doors, people that were in pre-foreclosure, and I got deals back then, you know, and that's not something we do now. But whenever, especially if you're contracting a vacant property and it's an eyesore, believe me, those neighbors want that property rehabbed and fixed up. Because it just brings the value of the neighborhood down. It invites squatters and vandalism and theft and all this looters, all this other crazy kind of crap. So, you know, don't discount door knocking, asking if they know somebody that would be interested in buying that property that, you know, now you have it under contract, you control it, and, you know, see if they have any cash buyers that would be interested in fixing the property up and reselling it. And I'm going to throw in one last tip here. So kind of number 11 that I wanted to just toss in here is hard money lenders. You know, build relationships with hard money lenders. Oftentimes, I talked about networking and going to RIAs and meetups and number eight. Oftentimes, hard money lenders are marketing their services there. Reach out to them because these people make money by loaning their money to buyers. And so, you know, it's just a natural fit for them that if you have good deals, they want to kick it over to their buyers, to their clients. So network with hard money lenders, network with, I'll throw in their attorneys and title companies, anyone and everyone in the business that you can think of. Okay. Network with them. You know, I don't think I covered this on an episode, or maybe it was one of the first episodes I ever did, but one of my cash buyers who's become a friend to a certain degree, this was about 2.5 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago, I want to say, I ordered delivery from a place called Chicken Kitchen. So if you're listening to the show and you're in Miami or South Florida, you know Chicken Kitchen, you know, chopped chicken with yellow rice and the curry sauce and the whole nine. And so I ordered delivery from a Chicken Kitchen here close to my house, not the healthiest of choices, but that's what I did. And I was wearing a shirt that said, "We buy houses." And so I come outside to get the food, and the driver, which I didn't know this at the time, happened to be the owner of that particular Chicken Kitchen. And he goes to me, he was like, "Oh, you buy houses cash?" And I said, yeah, why are you an investor? Are you, you know, or do you know of any properties? I forgot exactly what I told him, but something along those lines. He said, oh, I actually buy properties. I fix and I sell, I fix and flip basically. I was like, oh, interesting. So I give him my card. And so I start, you know, talking to him there. I'm like, what are you looking for? You know, how much money are, you know, how much money are you working with, et cetera. Long story short, I forget the timeline, but I want to say within a couple of months, one of the most expensive properties that we had ever picked up at that time, I think it was like, I want to say it was like a $400,000 property that we contracted in a really good part of Miami. We ended up wholesaling to him at 460. Probably had an arb of like close to 600. And so my chicken kitchen delivery guy was at that time the biggest cash buyer as far as, you know, purchase price is concerned. And it's because I had a t-shirt that said, we buy houses cash. And I just started talking to the guy, you know, he, it was a conversation starter. We started talking, we exchanged information. We added him to our buyers list, sent them a couple deals, didn't work out for him. The third or fourth one I sent them was this big one. Boom, we connected. And I think we closed like 3 or 4 weeks later. And I don't remember exactly how much we made. It was a pretty big deal. I forget if we were buying at 400 or a little more than that. But what I remember was that it was a really good deal. And my chicken grill delivery guy was the buyer. And it was because I was wearing a t-shirt that said, we buy houses cash. And I just struck up a conversation with the guy. We built a relationship. And to this day, I think we've done, I don't know, 5 or 6 deals in the last 3 years, you know, and you know, he's made a lot of money. We've made a lot of money as a result. So, you know, relationships, guys, network, build relationships with people. Again, wholesalers, you know, just anybody out there, you know, I'm thinking about my lawn guy comes to my house and he cuts our lawn every 2 weeks. And I haven't talked to him yet. He knows that I'm in real estate, but I haven't had a specific conversation. This guy's driving around town cutting lawns. You know, I've sent him to some of our sellers' houses to cut the lawn. And, you know, I need to tap into him and ask him if he knows of any vacant properties, if he knows of any sellers, if he knows of any buyers. Just flap your lips, build relationships, talk to people about what you do, and good things are going to happen for you. So anyway, not really sure how long this show has gotten, but I think it's about time to wrap it up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this 2-part series on 10 ways to find cash buyers. I'd love for you to, you know, tag me on social media, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, let me know some different ways that you're, you know, finding cash buyers and marketing your contracts, your deals. And let's just kind of keep the conversation going. So anyway, hope you've enjoyed this particular episode and the last one. And I want to encourage you to make sure that you, you know, if you're new to the show, dive into a lot of the past episodes. There's a lot of great content in there. Some, you know, things that can really help take your business to the next level, regardless of where you're at. So I'll leave it there. Catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.